My remarks center on a report that I recently authored for the Retail Energy Supply Association, RESA, called Restructuring Recharged. And I've got a few hard copies, but the entire paper is available on the RESA website, or give me your card, or I'll give you my card and send you the PDF of it, because I think if you're interested in where the choice debate might be headed, this report will be of service to you. So for two decades now in the United States, we've had this enormous real-world experiment going on. It's something that social scientists like Bill Hogan and myself, you can usually only dream about. But we've had operating in parallel in this country two distinctly different models of utility regulation, electricity regulation. One that's centered largely on markets and competition and choice, and one that is rooted in the traditional vertical monopoly structure that has prevailed for well over a century. And so it makes sense after two decades to really try to take stock of what we think the results have been. Now, it can no longer be argued. Let me see if I can get this working correctly. It can really no longer be argued that retail customer choice is simply some kind of an experiment in and of itself. It's really the existence of the well-established traditional monopoly approach, as well as the now well-established